Simon & Schuster Audio presents Twain's End, a novel by Lynn Cullen. Read by Cassandra Campbell.
In memory of Tammy and Jess.
One gets large impressions in boyhood sometimes, which he has to fight against all his life.
Mark Twain, The Innocents Abroad. After luncheon, he came gaily into my study to say that his day's work was done and to read the result. In it, he reminisced, telling of his childhood. He was deeply moved. For all the morning he had been living with the ghosts of long ago, and so his gaiety was assumed. Isabel Lyon, Daily Reminder, February 12, 1909. Part 1. The New York Times, September 8, 1908.
New York loses Mark Twain. Physician leases Fifth Avenue house and author will live in Connecticut. With the leasing of 21 Fifth Avenue for a term of years to a physician, that address ceases to be the townhouse of Mark Twain. Mr. Clemens will spend his time principally at his Italian villa at Redding, Connecticut, in the future. His physicians have pointed out to him the strain of life in town during the winter, which in his case involved attendance at many dinners given in his honor. The author's